Chapter 2. What if you really believed God loves you? Would you love Him back with your life? I've grown uncomfortable with the phrase, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Well, maybe not uncomfortable. Maybe I should say, I've grown to really dislike the phrase. No, not that either. How should I say this? Maybe like this. I've grown to hate the phrase, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. I'm not sure I can entirely explain why I hate that often repeated saying. It might be that I feel uncomfortable reducing what it means to be a believer into a t-shirt slogan. I feel the same about anything marketing Jesus. Jesus bobbleheads, t-shirts, bumper stickers, trendy Bibles, etc. But maybe the real problem is that I just don't believe God wants us to think about Him in such a trite way. I know God loves everyone, the lost and the found, the homeless and the wealthy, the sick and the healthy. But I don't think it's as easy as the phrase implies. Okay, God loves me, so my life will be perfect. And I don't think God's plans for us are always easy to handle or in line with our idea of wonderful. Sometimes God leads us into situations that feel impossible. Sometimes God's plans can be painful. Sometimes following God's plan can even put our lives at risk. But you just can't pack that truth into a tidy, easily marketed Christianese saying. You won't attract a lot of people to become followers of Jesus with the phrase, God loves you, but if you follow Him, holy cow, get ready for the pain. Following Jesus has given my own life meaning, purpose, and a deep sense of joy. But it surely isn't always easy or convenient. In fact, if I were going to be honest, my walk with Christ has included quite a bit of tough, hard-to-deal-with faith testing. And following Christ certainly hasn't shielded me from pain, emotional trauma, betrayal, or struggle. I can't say God's plan for me has always been wonderful. So God's love? Definitely, but it's not the always easy cotton candy kind of love. And God's plan? Well, maybe, but it's not wonderful in the easy to swallow way we often think about it. So I'm going to take this opportunity to totally rewrite this popular Christianese phrase. Ready? Here goes. God loves you. There. Does it work? I think it does. Because when you think about it, what more do we need? Relationships? Certainly. But shouldn't those flow out of the love of God? Purpose? Absolutely. But that too ought to result from our understanding of God's love. This book is about discovering your purpose in life. But that purpose begins and ends in God's love. Our purpose is to discover more of that love through our entire lives. We should be hungry to learn it, to internalize it, and to help others understand it. We should be hungry to live it, which, I think, is the ultimate call on every believer's life. I wonder if God's love is His perfect will. I wonder if the two are completely inseparable. God's love is the imagination of us. If you're like me, you need tangible stuff to understand the intangible. When I hear that I have been lovingly created by a caring God, the words sometimes feel too shallow. I can't touch or feel those words. I can't wrap my mind.